Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after her son's funeral, Julie was finally alone in the house when she heard the front door open downstairs. A few moments later, someone came up the steps and walked into her room. And what happened next left her convinced her son had come home one last time.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I don't know why, but when I said one last time, I was like, my mind was immediately going to one more time.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
That happens to me a lot. In true crime, it sometimes hits.
We actually had one today where somebody said,
you
belong to me.
You belong to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like narcissistic people. When they say, I love you, it really translates to what I really mean is you belong to me. Ooh, that would be a fun little interesting bit. When a narcissist says da 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 da, what they really mean is da 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 da.
Right. Yeah. And then of course that led into the songs You Belong to Me by Michael McDonald and who's the other one that Carly Simon? Carly Simon.
Yeah.
And you did not only a great Michael McDonald impression,
but
your Carly Simon isn't bad either. So
belong to me.
When you were showing everybody your awesome legs, that was your Carly Simon impersonation.
It was. It's a skill. It's a talent I have. I can't tell you. You know, I've always been told I have Carly Simon calves, and anywhere I go, Carly Simon. And it's like, well, you know, son of a gun.
I got that.
Great fucking song. And the Janet remake, also pretty damn good.
What Janet remake? What are we talking about?
Son of a Gun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That was a good, and Carly was in it as well.
That's right.
A song that I still think of as fairly new and roughly 25 years old.
Yeah, don't even get me on that. What I found on the weekends now is I try to tune into some music that I remember from the past because I don't listen to a lot of music during the week because we're doing audio and we're doing video and all that. So I don't have anything going on in the background. So on the weekends when I'm doing a little side work or working on some projects for this, I'll put a Spotify list on. And boy, you forget how good some of these songs are. And especially if they're songs that most stations don't play anymore, because they're just outside that tested group of songs that all the
music
stations,
category.
Yeah. It's just outside that, you know, maybe it hit number one, but it was only there for a couple of weeks and then it shot down the chart. But man, some of that stuff is really good.
I love finding songs that I like, oh, I forgot that existed.
Yep.
And sometimes it's like I'm going to albums now too and like digging, because I was never a big album listener, but it's like every once in a while I'll find one. I'm like, oh yeah, that was a single. And like it didn't, it's like up, down, or did get released and then never charted. I mean, there's a lot of those where it's like you might have heard it. You know what's great for those songs? Supermarkets. I don't know who the fuck is programming the music at grocery stores, but I mean, and I'm not talking the Walmart Radio Network, which by the way, rivals the Kmart Radio Network.
Is it good? They've got one. I didn't even know.
Holy shit! It's amazing. Like they're live all day. They have studios. It's like live radio, and they're calling out things from the stores, and people are calling in. I mean, it's radio. It's radio doing radio in every Walmart and Sam's Club, and the music is good. It's like. It's very much, and it's all over the board depending on the time of day, but it's like, oh my God, like this is like Kmart inspired, but to the next level of something you never thought you'd see. And I think it totally changes the mood in the damn stores.
I didn't even know that.
It's loud. Yeah. Wow. Anyway,
I think that would be a fun gig. Like if you went in every day and your job was to just broadcast to Walmart stores, number one, you'd have one of the largest audiences, across the country.
Yeah.
But also to be able to do some phone calls and stuff like that.
I know.
Imagine getting somebody on the line, and I'm sure they're not live, but
it's run through my mind because they're in town. So, you know, it's
dang.
Yeah. But I don't have time for that. And I would not want to like dedicate my, cause it's like a full-time gig.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But I wonder if they have weekends.
Yeah. like one weekend a month, one day a month or something.
Yeah. But now, anyway,
you get a call from the store, and it's Gladys, right?
Yeah.
And then like I said, they're probably not live. They record everything and play it back, but I'm looking for the tampons, can you tell me where the tampons are? You know, that kind of thing. God, that would be so fun.
Yeah, it really would be. I was impressed by that. You may find it annoying. I don't know. I think they handle it really well, and it's an element I never thought I would enjoy in a store. And they do it pretty well.
So. I'm in so fast and out so fast that I never really pay attention to anything going on around me. I'm like a bullet. I'm shot in, I grab that one item, and I'm out the freaking door.
And the thing is, and I'm in Walmartville in Bentonville, where Walmart is headquartered. And so we have nice Walmarts. That is the thing. Everybody that comes into town is like, oh my God, your Walmarts are amazing. Because I know, like I go back home in Wisconsin and it's like, Jesus Christ.
there's no Walmart radio. It's some guy aisle four with a banjo.
Exactly. Like speakers broke a long time ago. This guy's over here. He's for some reason selling Girl Scout cookies and playing music.
So I worked for retail for a while. And one of the stores I managed, a guy would just show up out of the middle of the nowhere with a little Casio keyboard, and he'd set up at the front door and he would just play music. He wasn't looking for money. He just wanted to play some music. And I would have to go out there every day and say, sir, you're not allowed on the property, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But he'd be out there with his little, it was something he bought at Kmart. One of those really little, and he would just play his whole heart out. And I had to be the guy to say, gotta leave.
Why? And he just kept coming back
every freaking day.
Why would he know he's just gonna get kicked out?
I think it was just something he loved to do. And I think some of the customers actually liked it. But of course, corporate's like, you can't have him on the property. There's a liability and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we actually had on our management schedule who was in charge of making sure that was taken care of every day.
God.
Fucking retail.
I mean, that sounds like something out of a sitcom. That's good, though. I mean,
trust me, that stuff is, yes.
Oh, my God. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a ghost story. Hi. Let's hear it.
Hi, Tony. I was just listening We used to do that as kids when we would have sleepovers where we would do the two finger things. There was about eight girls that would surround a girl. It was a little bit different, though. We did it where we would say, she looks sick. And then all the girls would say it at one time. They would all go around and say it. And then she looks sick. She looks sick. She looks tired. She looks tired. She looks dead. She looks dead. And then we all would do on the count of three and lift her with the two fingers. And it always worked every time we did it. However, though, my ghost story is I had two sons. And they died within a week of each other. They were all in their, They were in their 20s. I'm not going to say what the circumstances were, but however, on the day of my first son's funeral, everybody was here. Family members came into town and everything. If I can get through this story, I will. Maybe not. However, everyone was in town. Came to my house and everything. My husband had gone to visit a friend and everything had settled down. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening. My brother-in-law was here staying with us, but he had left. I'd gone upstairs to lay down for a while and I heard the door open and someone came up the steps. And like I said, I was laying down and I felt this really big hug and a kiss. When I didn't wake up, I had just kind of let it go. And later on, I had said to my brother-in-law, because I thought it was him, and it was a little unusual, I said to him, I said, hey, Chris, did you come in the house? And because I was alone, I said, did you give me a hug and a kiss? And he said, no. And immediately I knew that that was my son, because he always would do that. He would come in, give me a hug and a kiss at the end of the day to let me know that he was home, because he had addiction issues and he actually had got himself clean and was going through rehab and outpatient rehab and was doing really, really well. But that's not why he died, but and I knew that was him when everybody else said that that wasn't them. And I felt that. And I knew that was him. Deep down, I knew that was him. And then about a week later, I was laying in my bed and I lost my other son, my baby, a week after that. And I was laying in my bed and we had had words prior to losing him. And there was distance. And I was laying in my bed again. No one was home. And I felt the corner of my bed drop down. And I knew it was him. And I turned and I said, Corey, is that you? And it was only for that brief second that I felt a chill in the air. And I knew that was my baby. I know this is hard. And that was 8 years ago. But I still feel them every once in a while. And those are my stories. And that's all I got. My name is Julie. And thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julie, for sharing that story with us and getting through it, being able to even get through it. My God, there's no way I could. There's no way.
I always want to caution people who want to turn around and tell somebody who thinks they've experienced a connection with a lost loved one. Like, even if you don't believe that's possible, let them have their time.
Yeah.
Let them feel that that's what it was. Let them, because even if for some reason it wasn't that, it was just an emotion or a feeling that she had, who cares? Let her feel like that was her son coming to give her a hug. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to prove that person wrong.
Yeah. Well, and even if it is strictly in a dream sense,
yeah,
and the physicality isn't there and it couldn't be proven on camera or whatever, you know, if it was in dream sense, who just say it's still not her son doing it in through that line of communication. So exactly. It doesn't make any bit of difference whether or not that bed physically moved down or not, or if this was in a dream or not in a dream. It's right.
The connection was made.
The connection was made.
Either way.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the best way to say it. Yep.
I feel for her. It sounds like it was a horrible situation to go through. I don't have kids. I can't even imagine what that would be like. So again, if she wants to celebrate it in that way and feel that that's what it was, everybody else can shut the hell up and let her have her moment.
Yeah. 1000%. Thank you for sharing that again with us. That was a very, thank you. 855-853-4802. If you'd like to bear your soul to us as well, or say, tell us a ghost story or whatever. I mean, that's what's cool about this is it can be as deep as you want, or it can be as surface and what the hell was that type moments and to whatever. That's what we hear on this program. 855-853-4802 is the number to call and share with us 24/7. Let's go to another phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi, this is Roman from Utah, and I appreciate the chance to share my ghost story. So this happened to me. This took place in it's a tiny little mountain town called Schofield, Utah. And a lot of people go up there because it's, you know, you can camp and they've got like little cabins and things like that up there. My family actually owns a little cabin up there, and the lake is a big fishing reservoir, so a lot of people go up there and, you know, do some fishing, go out on boats and stuff. So, you know, it's frequented a lot in the summertime, and they do this thing called Pleasant Valley Days in the summertime, where it takes place during the Independence Day. So on the 4th of July, they shoot fireworks from, there's an island in the middle of the lake, and they'll shoot fireworks up and you can watch them from, you know, from the town. And so it's a pretty fun little place. And, you know, but I think there's only 2-3 people live up there year round. So it's basically almost a ghost town most of the year long until about the summer rolls around. And there's a, so it's an old town. So there's an old school. And I believe the date that is on it still is 1906, I think is when it was built. And so one night it was me and my cousin and my twin brother. And we decide, because, you know, we've all been really into the paranormal, all of us, ever since we were younger. And I think it's because of the experiences that had happened to us when we were, you know, kids and stuff. We decide late at night, let's go up to the school and let's get in with some tape recorders and some video equipment and maybe do like a little ghost hunt in there. So we do get in. We go to the back of the school. We're able to, I shouldn't be admitting this, but we're able to break in and get into the school. And that's one of those old schools where it's only 3 floors. So when you first walk in the center of it, so when you're first walking in at the front of the school, you walk in and it's like a split entry. You have stairs that go straight up and stairs that go straight down. And the ones that go straight up take you to the main level. And the main level is where they have, I believe there was 2 classrooms. And then there's a large basketball court type thing where they probably do their gym stuff. And then there's also another staircase that takes you up a little higher, and that's to the principal's office. So it's kind of like that old thing where when you're a little kid, you know, go to the principal's office. Imagine the dread of having to walk up those stairs, and it's just that one office at the top of the school. Schofield, Utah, is where really big mine disaster. It was probably, I think it was the 2nd or 3rd biggest mine disaster that's ever happened in North America. So it's huge. And there was a little town just right next to Schofield in this little canyon right there called Winter Quarters that was kind of booming back when. And that was basically the mining town. And Winter Quarters, the mine itself blew up. There was an explosion back in 1900. And it was May 1st, 1900. And the reason I know that is there's a graveyard in Schofield, which we also ghost hunted, but that's not going to be part of this story, where almost every single headstone up there says, May 1st, 1900. And so literally it left, widowed wives, children without fathers. And so it was pretty gruesome, pretty bad. And especially because, you know, an explosion like that would probably be, you know, such a quick death that you may not know what happened. And I think sometimes that's another, catalyst for spirits or ghosts that hang back and kind of don't know how to move on and stuff. Anyway. So we break into the school, we do our ghost hunt. It's that atmosphere in that school was extremely heavy. Like, it's hard to explain, but you walk in and it feels like gravity just gets heavier, like literally just shrinks your bones tighter and, you know, compresses your whole body. And it just felt so weird in that school. And this had to have been about maybe 11 o'clock at night or so. So it was pitch black out, especially being at high elevation where Schofield is at. And, you know, we were in and out pretty quickly. We actually decided to leave our video camera in the school. And we left it facing the gymnasium. And I actually have video still to this day of that. And it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of stuff that we captured when we came back and reviewed the footage later. There's, you know, the video camera will actually start jiggling on the table and kind of turning like something's tampering with it. And then you can kind of hear, if you turn up your speakers really loud, you kind of hear almost like conversation going on. And there was nobody in that school. We did the ghost hunt. We went back to our cabin and we actually had a tent set up. We decided we wanted to sleep outside. It was my cousin, my twin brother, and me. And at night we're, you know, tucked in and we're ready to sleep in our tents. And, you know, we fall asleep. And I think it was probably, I feel like it was about 3 a.m. or so. We all were abruptly woken up by children's laughter so loud. Giggling, laughing, and we all kind of pull our heads out of our sleeping bags, and there's about 11 little tiny kids' hands all around the tent, just shaking our tent violently and giggling. And the worst part about this, and the reason why I know it was something paranormal, was that there's a street light that's off in the distance, and anybody who would walk around our tent, you could actually see their shadow on our, you know, on the tent wall itself, because it would cast that shadow with that street light in the background. And there was no shadows. All it was hands, little tiny kid hands, giggling and just violently shaking our tent. I was terrified. I know my cousin and my brother were just completely terrified. So, you know, it was one of those things where you're just frozen. You can't do anything. You can't talk to one another. You can't even confirm what's going on because you're so terrified about what is happening. So quick to happen, and you have no idea what is going on. And it's just, if anyone's ever had an experience like this, it's terrifying. The next morning, we all just, you know, suffer through it, and it eventually stops. Next morning, we all bring it up to each other almost at the exact same time, and we all looked white as sheets. Awesome to have that confirmation that it wasn't, you know, a dream, because I know none of us were sleeping. It was an actual dream state. I think what it was the children of maybe some of the children that went to that school, or, you know, some of the children that used to live up in Winter Quarters or Schofield. So I'll have to call back in and tell you some of those other stories that I have. I've had quite a few paranormal experiences, mainly when I was younger. And I think that's kind of the case for a lot of people, but having a great time listening, and I appreciate you letting me share my story. And we'll talk to you some other time. Have a good one.
I could have used the mute button. I just realized that.
The cough switch.
I apologize.
There's so many stories about old towns. And back in the day, there were all sorts of just horrific tragedies that happened. You know, in this case, it was a mine tragedy. And read a lot of stories about towns that were flooded and people that didn't make it out, or explosions at power plants or oil refineries or whatever the hell it is. Like, we just had so much of that kind of stuff back in the day in the 1900s. I think he said 1901 or something. But it's amazing. If you do go to some cemeteries, especially if they're older, you do see large groups of people that died on the very same day. And you just, even without looking up, you just know that something tragic happened in that place. Fires, Chicago Fire, the Peshtigo Fire, all that kind of stuff. A lot of people lost their lives very easily back in the day.
No, they definitely did. This is a song. Let me just see. I want to make sure it's generated correctly. I'm going to hit this one. We've created a song about that story, or inspired by that story. And it's about the old town, and the premise is the ghost is there,
And it's really peeved when people show up because it likes its peace. But when everybody shows up for the celebration at the abandoned town, she's stealing people's husbands and murdering them and bringing them back to her side because she lost her husband in the coal mining disaster. So here we go. This is a new hit song for you from the Real Ghost Story Online Singers. Here we go.
Silver Hollow, population 1. She's been very lonely since the mine came down.
The sax.
Inside a sealed wall of the old hotel. The wall is over a century old. The victim was reported missing 6 hours ago.
The first one I took was crying for his mother. I let him keep crying, it sounded like home. The second one fought, so I broke both his ankles and carried him down to the chapel alone. The third one was sweet. He had Tom's same eyes. He said, please. He said, please. He said, please. He said, please. I told him the vows while I held him under. The well water's cold, but he'll get used to me. Stay with me. Stay. Stay with me. Town sleeps. Stay with me, stay.
Feels like it could be like a TV show intro, you know?
I'll be a good wife this time, I promise. I'll be a good wife this time.
Third death in 24 hours. Coroner cannot determine cause. All three victims were last seen smiling.
Seven husbands now, they live in the dark with me. They stopped asking for their children, they stopped asking to leave. They sing to me sometimes when I ask them to sing, and when I ask them to stop, they stop.
Saxophone, the guitar.
So pack up your coolest, kiss your wife on the cheek, tell her you love her, tell her you'll be back in a week. But the handsome one's mine now, the handsome one's mine. Someone's mine until next July. Until next July. Until next July.
close the road into Silver Hollow indefinitely.
I gotta say, AI is a pretty good saxophone player.
That's great. It actually, so the vocals remind me a little bit of two people, Kenny Loggins and Charlie Puth mixed together. And ironically, yeah, Charlie just did like an album with Kenny and Michael McDonald.
Really?
Yeah. And it's actually really, really good. That song is really freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, I really like it. It reminds me of like the first station I worked at, like the music we would play on that station. Like late 80s, maybe just turning 90, 91, something like that.
Today's hits and yesterday's favorites on Y96 FM. Yeah. I mean, it certainly has that feel to it.
God dang.
Yeah. I've noticed with AI music, at least on Suno, I don't play with it a ton other than like really on the show. But it kind of has its standard voices that it pumps out. I'm noticing it. So there's a lot of AI music that's out there now. And it's like, oh yeah, that's AI. I can pick it out easier now. I'm going to guess that'll probably change in the future. I would hope, you know, the depth on the voices, it's a lot of similar sounds, but my God, the fact that it can even do this is like, I can't be picky.
Yeah. Like you're going to piss and moan about that.
I know. It's insane, but it's like, okay, if we're going to do this, like, let's go here. But I mean, the fact that we're even here is,
that's good.
It's nuts. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff. Patreon and also Apple Podcast, our premium channels available on both. Go check it out. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.